Welcome to the Sunday morning podcast from Kingdom Faith Church in Crawley.
Do you want to just stand for a minute? Up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. Oh, this is different. Right, okay. Let's get all my bits. Thank you, Jesus. Right, okay. Yeah, Father, we love you.
Amen.
Father, we thank you that you are here in this place. We worship you. We exalt you. We love you. Father, we want to meet with you today. We want to hear from you today. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, come and flood this place with who you are. Father, come and speak into our lives. We thank you that you are Lord of the breakthrough.
Amen.
We thank you for who you are in our lives, Lord. We thank you that you take us higher and you move us further than we have been before. Because when we are following you, we step into all that you are, Father. We step into all that you are, Lord God. So take us higher than we have been before. Take us further than we have been before. Enlarge the place of our dwelling, Father. Enlarge our capacity for who you are. Increase us on the inside. Increase us on the inside, that more of you might be seen in and through us, that more of you might be seen in and through our lives and around our lives, Lord God, that you would break out of our lives, Father, that you don't want to stay contained, but that you want to move through our lives. You don't want to stay in a box in any way, Father. So we say, Father, remove every wall, remove every hindrance. Father, remove anything that would stop you from breaking out in the way that you want to. Lord, we thank you that you enlarge the place of our dwelling. We thank you, Father, that you bring increase, Lord, that you bring increase, Lord God. We thank you for that word of increase in this season, Lord. We thank you for the water levels arising in this time, Father, and we say yes and amen to everything that you are doing. We say yes and amen to your word in these days, Lord. We want to move with you. The King is on the move, and we want to move with you in these days, Father. We want to move with you. Break out of our lives. Break out of our lives, Father, in a way that we have not seen or known before. Jesus, we praise you, we love you, we exalt you, Father. We thank you that you are here in this place. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If you'd like to take your seats, as Andrea mentioned, I oversee the prayer. Let's just make that clear before we start, shall we? Right, so this morning, I'm just going to share a few things that the Lord has put on my heart, and we're going to look at the Lord of the breakthrough. And if you want to turn to 2 Samuel 5 with me, we're going to start there. I don't know if it's going to come. It is going to come on the screen. Okay. So in 2 Samuel 5 verse 17, it says, "When the Philistines heard that David had been appointed king over Israel, the Philistines went up to look for him. But he heard about it," this is David, "and he went to the stronghold. Now the Philistines had come and spread out for battle in the valley of Rephaim. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, 'Shall I go up against the Philistines? Will you hand them over to me?' And the Lord said to David, 'Go up, for I will certainly hand them over to you.' So David came to Baal Perazim, and he defeated them there and said, 'The Lord has broken through my enemies before me like a breakthrough of water.' So David names that place Baal Perazim, which means master of breakthroughs. And the Philistines abandoned their idols there. And so David and his men took them away to be burned." And we're going to look at this passage because there are some really important things in this passage. When David was being confronted with the sound of threat and the sound of war, we see that David immediately goes to the stronghold and he inquires of the Lord. And when there was this threat coming against him and this panic and what they were trying to do to him, he turns and he goes to the stronghold. And in these times, the stronghold was a place of safety. It was a place of protection. It was a place that you could go to get rest, that you could gather intelligence, plan your next move. It was a place protected from the outside world. And David knew that he had to go to this place as soon as he hears the threat. And what I love is in the Bible, in Psalm 18, it says, "I will love you, O Lord, my strength." I don't know if I'm in the way, if that comes up. "I will love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will have trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold." And so he names the Lord his stronghold. And I feel it's so important that in our lives that we establish a place of prayer, that we establish a stronghold in our lives that we go to daily. It is that place of fellowship with the Lord. It is that place of intimacy. It is that place that it becomes a shelter and a refuge, that when the noise of life is coming against us, we go to the stronghold. Amen. When the threat of life and situations come and go and the storms of the world are circling around us, we go to the stronghold. And it says in that place, David inquired of the Lord. And I love that because basically David was saying, "I have no idea what to do, Lord. I have no idea. I see what's taking place in the natural. I see this threat coming against me. But God, I have no idea what to do. So I have to come up higher to be able to see what you are seeing, to live from God's perspective." Mm-hmm. And so when we create and establish this place of prayer in our lives as central to everything that we are, we live from that place. We see from that place. We react from that place. If not, we begin to react from what is coming at us from the natural world. And so David goes and he inquires of the Lord. He positions himself in the stronghold. And that word position at this time is so important for us as Kingdom Faith, but for everyone, that we have learned to position ourselves before the Lord daily, that place of inquiring with Him. God, what are you saying? God, what is your voice in this situation? Because I see the natural taking place, but God, what is it that you are saying? And I want you just to turn to Psalm 46. And this psalm has really been on my heart for a long time. And I believe it's very apt at the moment to what's taking place in the nations, taking place in our nation, taking place in our world. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. I love that because he's not a far off help and he's not a maybe help. He's a very present help in trouble. Therefore, because he's a very present help in trouble, we will not fear. Even though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with swelling. And when you look at what those verses are saying, that is a picture of chaos. Like that is a picture of fear. Yeah. That is a picture of shaking. That is a picture of the earth shaking, things taking place. Everything is going into chaos. And then David says, "There is a river whose stream shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved." In that place of chaos and in that place of the earth being removed and in that place of shaking, there is a place in God where we find these rivers of living water, where we find strength in the battle, where we find help. It says, God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. You know, sometimes we can feel so shaken by what's taking place. But when we go to Him and He becomes our stronghold, things around us might shake, but on the inside, we know His security and we know His peace.
Amen.
It says, the nations raged and the kingdoms were moved, and He utters His voice and the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come and behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two, and He burns the chariot in the fire. And this verse, be still and know that I am God. And I believe that's what David was doing when he went to the stronghold to inquire of the Lord. He was being still before the Lord, and it showed great dependency. David was a man that depended on the Lord. David was a humble man. He needed the Lord's intervention. He needed the Lord's voice. His battle plan was to go to the stronghold. His battle plan wasn't to run ahead and just go and do what he wanted to do. His battle plan was to go to the stronghold, to be still and know that I am God. And in that place, we can come before Him, and when the noise of the world is shouting so loud and so strong, we can come before Him and be still and know that He is God. And all the other stuff just begins to grow less and less and less. And His voice grows more and more and more.
Amen.
And we become more aware of Him. We become more aware of the One who is with us. That it says He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. And so we see it's so important to have that stronghold of prayer in our lives. And before the breakthrough was the stronghold. Before the breakthrough took place, before David could call that place Baal Perazim, we see that there was the stronghold and there was the inquiring of the Lord and there was that place of prayer and there was hearing the voice of the Lord. What preceded the breakthrough was the stronghold, was the intimacy with the Lord. And now more than ever, we have to be so close to the Lord. We need to be so close to Him. We need to establish that prayer place with Him daily. And when we establish that daily and not just once in a while, it becomes the strength of our lives. It becomes the rock of our lives. Things may shift, things may change, but He is our rock and our refuge because we have established this place of prayer with Him that we go to daily and we live from that place. And so David, he had to go there to understand what the Lord was saying to him. And it says in Isaiah 55, for my thoughts are not your thoughts. I love that, isn't it? Because you're like, sometimes you think you know what needs to happen. And God says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So this means that we need to gain God's perspective. Mm. We need to come up higher.
That's
to
right.
Be able to hear the thoughts of God,
mm.
To be able to know what He is saying. And, you know, I had this picture once of a mountain. And in this mountain, I felt like the Lord was saying He wanted to take us all up this mountain. And I was thinking of a physical mountain. And when you begin to climb a mountain, the noise of the world begins to get less and less and less. And the distractions of the world begin to fade away. And the higher you go, the more quiet it becomes. The further you can see, the clearer you can hear. And in the same way, God is saying, come up the mountain with me and hear what I am saying. Inquire of the Lord. And in Revelation, it says, come up here and I will show you what must take place after this. And there is a wonderful story in 2 Kings 6. We won't turn there. And I love this story because it's with Elisha and his servant. And what is happening at that moment is that there is the king is about to send an army to go against Elisha and the servant to capture them. And actually, I might turn there, but you don't have to turn there. One second. This is in 2, or you can if you want to, 2 Kings 6. And I love this story because it speaks to me so much. And so this army is coming against them, and the servant comes out and he sees all of these horses and chariots and a great army around them. And the servant of the man of God arises early and he goes out and he sees this massive army that is coming against them. And he is terrified. He is terrified about what he sees in the natural. And maybe many of us would be terrified as well if there was an army coming against us. And so he says to Elisha, "My master, what shall we do?" And I love Elisha's response because he's like, "Don't be afraid." And the servant's like, "What?" You know, he must be like, "Don't be afraid, for those who are with us are more than those that are with them." And you can imagine, sometimes I like to imagine what's happening. You can imagine the servant must be like, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. What's he talking about, Elisha? Have you gone mad? Like, there's 2 of us and there's hundreds of them. But you're telling me more are those that are with us than those that are with them. And Elisha was seeing something that his servant couldn't see. Mm-hmm. Elisha was seeing something in the spirit that the servant was limited to at that time. His servant could only see what was taking place in the natural. Mm-hmm. He was limited by the natural, and we all are, that we live in a natural world. He was limited by what he could see. But Elisha was able to see in the natural, but also he was able to see what was happening in the spirit. And Elisha was able to say to him, "Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those that are with them." And Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, I pray, open up his eyes that he might see." Then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw the same thing. So now he's like, "Okay, Elisha, you're not crazy." And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around them. And so Elisha prays for his servant, and his servant is able to see what is taking place in the spirit. And when we go up the mountain, when we inquire of the Lord, we move from a place of natural, what we see, and we move to a place of seeing from heaven's perspective. We begin to see and hear what God is saying. And David was able to receive the word of the Lord that said, "Go up and fight, for I am with you." And so David moved from that place. He moved from the word of the Lord. And before he had the word of the Lord, he didn't move. But when he received the word of the Lord, he was able to move out. And in Micah 2, verse 13, it says, "The one who breaks open will come up before them. They will break out, pass through the gate and go out by it. Their king will pass before them with the Lord at their head." And how many of you maybe remember playing the game Follow the Leader? Okay, well, my kids anyway. So in the game Follow the Leader, there is a leader. And wherever the leader goes, the kids follow the leader. And whatever the leader does, the kids are meant to follow the leader. And when I was thinking about this, I'm like, "Lord, you say that you are at our head. So wherever you are going, I step in to where you are going. If you are going in the way of freedom, I step into freedom. If you are going in breakthrough, I step in to your breakthrough. As long as I'm following the steps of the leader, I will begin to walk into his victory. I will begin to walk into the place that he is going." See, the Lord was moving over the army of the Philistines, bringing victory. And David was able to walk into the breakthrough of the Lord because he was following in the steps of the Lord. And so from this passage, I was like, God, it's so important that we stay behind the leader.
Amen.
Because if we're not behind the leader, we can't see what the leader is doing. And if we're not following the leader, we'll go off into a different direction. And I had this picture, and it's like Jesus, the Lord, our breaker, is at the head.
Amen.
He is the arrow. He is the one that breaks open the way, not us. Thank you, Jesus. He is the one that breaks open the hard places. He is the one that makes a way where there seems to be no way. And we are in the wake of Jesus. We stay behind him, protected in that place. And he breaks open the way and we begin to follow into his steps. And he leads us into freedom. And I was reminded of the story with Moses in the Red Sea. You nicked some of the verses earlier. But with Moses and the Red Sea, we know this story very well, that Pharaoh has now decided to let the children of Israel go. That he says, okay, you can leave. And as they are journeying out, it so happens that Pharaoh changes his mind. He says, no, we're going to go back and we're going to get the children of Israel. And we see that in chapter 14 in Exodus, it says, the Lord speaks to Moses, telling him to camp by the sea. God also tells Moses that Pharaoh has changed his mind and he is going to come and pursue them. But it's going to be all right. God will defeat them. And so God begins to tell Moses what is going to happen. He says, you know, Pharaoh has changed his mind. He's going to come back and get you guys, but it's going to be okay. I'm going to bring you victory. Everything is going to be all right. And in Exodus 14, verse 7, it says, Pharaoh takes 600 war chariots and all the other war chariots of Egypt with fighting charioteers over all of them. And as Pharaoh approached, the Israelites looked up and they saw the Egyptians marching after them. And they were very frightened. Okay, a very natural response. And so the Israelites cried out to the Lord. I would cry out to the Lord as well. And then they said to Moses, and they begin to complain and they begin to murmur. They say to Moses, weren't there any graves in Egypt? So they begin to go into depression, basically. They begin to go into sorrow and negativity. Weren't there any graves in Egypt that you have taken us to die in the wilderness? They completely misunderstand the heart of God. God delivered them to take them into the promised land. It was completely the opposite of God's heart. Have you taken us into the wilderness to die? What is this that you have done to us by bringing us out of Egypt? So the situation is not looking great. They are having the army of Pharaoh coming against them and they have the Red Sea. And so they are trapped in the middle of these two oppositions. These two things that could stop them. And what I love is that before the threat even took place, God had already planned the victory. Before the threat was already seen advancing towards them, God had already told Moses that the breakthrough is coming, that God had already planned the solution into being. And Moses was able to hear the word of the Lord. And so he was able to come at it from a different position. And their response is they began, because they had not heard the word of the Lord, they turned into fear and they turned into worry. And it's like, I had this picture, is the Lord leading us or is fear leading us? Is the voice of fear louder than the voice of the Lord? And the fear was speaking very loudly. And what I love is that Moses actually had to silence the fear in them. It says, then Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. Take your stand, be firm and confident and undismayed, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. So before that verse, we see that they are crying out in desperation. They are angry with Moses. They are angry with the Lord. They're basically self-proclaiming death on themselves. They're speaking words of death on them. They're speaking words of destruction. Everything is going wrong. Nothing's going to go right. It's all a mess. And then Moses comes with the word of the Lord, which breaks which breaks the other words, which breaks the words of fear and breaks the words of negativity. And he says, see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For those Egyptians which you have seen today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you while you only need keep silent. And I was thinking, I wonder why he told them to be quiet. You only need to, because they were speaking and confessing things that were not aligning with the word of the Lord. They were confessing doom and gloom and chaos, and this is terrible, there is no way out. And so they were speaking all these words, and Moses is like, just be quiet. Remain silent. Stay calm. Remain silent. Because Moses declared the word of God that was saying he's going to take us into victory. He's going to take us into breakthrough. He's going to make a way where there seems to be no way. So stay silent so you don't begin to align your words with what the enemy would want to do in your life, with what Pharaoh would want to do. Pharaoh wants to destroy you. Pharaoh wants to come and take you back. Don't align your words with Pharaoh. Align your words with the word of the Lord. So he says, stay silent. And I believe it was so that they would stop, because the power of life and death is in the tongue. So we need to align what we are saying with the word of the Lord. And Moses was able to do this because he had heard the Lord. And it's the same principle with David. He had heard what God wanted to say. Before the breakthrough is the voice of the Lord. Before the breakthrough is our fellowship with God. Before the breakthrough is maybe us on our knees crying out to God, saying, God, what are you saying? Give me eyes to see what you are saying. Like Elisha, Father, I want to see what you are doing. And so before the breakthrough, there is a place of humility. There is a place of crying out to the Lord. There is a place that's saying, God, unless you go, I'm not going. Unless you are moving in that direction, I'm not moving, because you are Lord of the breakthrough. So I want to follow in your steps, because I know wherever you go, you will take me through. And there's a beautiful verse in Psalm 23 that says, he will take us through the valley of the shadow of death. He doesn't leave us there. He doesn't leave us there. As long as we are following him, he takes us through the valley of the shadow of death. And then, as Andrea earlier mentioned, the beautiful song that we see in chapter 15. And so the next time that we hear of the Israelites actually speaking, so Moses puts out his staff and he divides the Red Sea, and they walk through it and they come out to the other side. And so what was impossible becomes possible. What was closed becomes open. And I love that Moses didn't have an army. He didn't have a battle plan. He had the voice of the Lord, and that was enough. He had the voice of the Lord, and he was obedient to it. He was obedient to what the Lord was telling him to do. And that is the key to breakthrough. He heard and he obeyed. He heard and he obeyed. There is no way. Moses must have been like, God, there is no way I can make this water open up. There is no way I can make a solution in this moment. So God, I hear and I obey and I move with you. And then the next time we hear of the children of Israel, maybe they kept their mouth closed the whole time, I'm not sure. But the next time we hear of them speaking is a song of deliverance. And I love that, because the next time maybe they're allowed to speak, it's like a new song began to fill their hearts. Where there was a song of fear and dread and negativity and panic, the next thing we hear is that there is a song of praise and thanksgiving and joy in their God. It says, I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. I bet Moses is like, I told you. Why do you just believe me? He must have been like, oh, I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and its rider he has thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song. Their confession changed. Their attitude changed. I bet they didn't look grumpy anymore. I bet they didn't look fearful anymore, because their faith in God began to rise up, and they began to realize that God is my strength. God is my victory. God will never let me down. God will never fail me. God has a plan. Even before the army appeared, God already had the solution. I love that. Before any situation ever hits our lives, God already has a plan. He is the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. He sees it all, and He is never surprised. Never surprised. And so this beautiful song begins to arise up. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. There is a new declaration that is released from their lips. This is my God, and I will praise Him. My Father's God, and I will exalt Him. The Lord is a warrior. The Lord is His name.
Amen. That's right.
And just one last story. And I was looking at the story of Gideon in Judges 7. And we might know this story very well. And it's similar, because Gideon is told that the Midianites are going to come against them. And the Lord says to him in Judges 7, "There are too many people with you for me to hand over Midian. Otherwise, Israel will boast about themselves against me, saying, 'My own power has rescued me.' So now proclaim in the hearing of the people, so say to everyone, 'Whoever is afraid and trembling, let him turn back and leave Mount Gilead.'" And so you can imagine Gideon going up and saying to all of his people, "If you are afraid and you are trembling, leave." Now, I don't know about Gideon, but maybe he was hoping like 5, you know, maybe he was hoping like maybe 10, or maybe 100. You know, he's just obedient. He's like, "Okay, God, I'll go and tell them this." 22,000 people get up and leave. And those people represented what should have been his victory. They were his army. The more people, the better chance of success. And so 22,000 people get up and leave. And he must have been like, "Oh, that was a bad idea." You know, because God was teaching him, your strength cannot be in the size of your army. Your victory is not in the size of your army. And then God goes further and he tells him to whittle it down even more. And there is only 300 left. And so God was teaching Gideon, do you trust me, or do you trust your army? Do you trust what you have in the natural? And I think this is so important, because in life we can sometimes trust in what we know. We can trust in our, you know, in our jobs or our family or different things like that. But above all of that, we need to trust in the Lord. And God was teaching Gideon, your victory and your success is not in the size of your army. It is in me alone. And it says in Psalm 20, "Some trust in chariots and others in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord, Amen, our God." Amen. Lift up your eyes to the hills. From where comes our help? My help comes from the Lord, Amen, who made heaven and, Amen, earth. And this takes us back to the importance of the stronghold. David hears the news of the sound of threat. Moses sees Pharaoh coming against them. Gideon is told to reduce his army. But the Lord was the breakthrough. Amen. The Lord was their breakthrough. Amen. And it says in 2 Corinthians, "But thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ Jesus." Amen. And so I'm just going to ask you to stand, because I have no idea how long I'm meant to. If you just want to stand with me. And there are some key points in this. And the first one was the importance of establishing a place of prayer in our lives daily, a place that becomes a stronghold, that it's so strong that nothing can remove it. Nothing can take it out of your life. It's like this place with God, this place of intimacy with Him is the strength of my life. And I have built it into my life, and everything else centers around that. Everything else in my life is around that. The second thing was hearing the voice of the Lord and submitting to it and obeying it. And it takes us in to the breakthrough. His voice opens up the way for us. And so, Father, we just thank you. We thank you that you are Baal Perazim, the Lord of the breakthrough. We thank you, Lord, that you make what is impossible possible, that you open doors that nobody else can open. And Father, we want to walk in your footsteps this morning. We want to walk in your footsteps, that where you are going, we go as well. That where you are leading, we are following behind you, Father. May we be a people who hear your voice and move with your voice. May we be a people who inquire of the Lord, and we begin to move with the Lord. We begin to move in your footsteps, Father, whatever that looks like. And Lord, there's no situation, no circumstance that is greater than you. And Father, if we've made those things greater than you, Father, forgive us. And let them come down. Let them come down. For you are the name that is above every other name. You are the name that is exalted. Let's just begin to exalt him. Lord, we lift up your name. We praise your name. You are Lord of the breakthrough over our lives. You are Lord of the breakthrough over our lives, Lord God. And this morning, Lord, we just exalt your name. We praise your name. We declare that the Lord is the breakthrough over our lives, over our family, over our situation, Lord, that before a problem ever hits, you already have the solution. You already have the victory, Father. Shiana mama hai. Rebebebe shiare boboro sore bahare dede. We lift you up this morning. We exalt you this morning, Father. Lord of the breakthrough, Lord of the breakthrough. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, Shianene, just begin to exalt him over your life. Begin to lift up his name over your life. Shekebehe, Roboho, let's lift up our gaze to him this morning. From where comes our help? Our help comes from the Lord God Almighty, who made heaven and earth. We lift you up, Lord. We lift up our gaze to you today. We lift up our gaze to you, Lord. Oh, Shiarababahai, Oh, Shekerebeherede. Day. We thank you that you move stubborn things, Father. We thank you that you make a way where there seems to be no way. We thank you that you make a way where there seems to be no way. And we thank you for a new song arising in us. We thank you for a new song arising in us, Lord God. We thank you for a new song of victory, a new song of breakthrough, a new song of deliverance arising in us, God. We thank you that you put a new song on the inside of us, Lord God, that we can live life with our head held up high to who you are, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Let that new song be sung from our hearts and our lives, God. When we leave this place, Lord, Shema Maho Shekehe. Oh, Shiana Mahai. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Maybe just grab one other person and just pray that over them. The breakthrough, the Lord of breakthrough is over their lives. Just want to get in pairs and just do that as we finish. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources from Kingdom Faith and our other audio and video podcasts, please visit www.kingdomfaith.com.